Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful. More and more parents are asking how they can support their children's physical development, how they can help their little ones grow strong and confident in their bodies. And I want you to know, this question comes from such a loving place in your heart. Maybe your child is 6 or 7 years old, and you're watching them discover what their body can do. Maybe they're learning to ride a bike, or trying out for a sports team, or just running and jumping and testing their limits every single day. And you're wondering, how can I help them? How can I support this beautiful journey of physical growth without creating pressure or comparison? Well, my friend, I have some wonderful news to share with you today. News that comes from both the ancient wisdom of the magic book and from modern research that confirms what we've always known in our hearts. Your child is in a remarkable window of development right now, and there is so much you can do to nurture their growing physical confidence. First, let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. Physical excellence, true physical capability, doesn't come from being naturally talented. It comes from something much more beautiful than that. It comes from practice, from encouragement, from joy, and from the simple gift of time and opportunity. Research from child development experts confirms this beautifully. Dr. Dilip R. Patel from Western Michigan University explains that children ages 6 to 11 are developing what he calls mature motor patterns. Their bodies, their nervous systems, their muscles and bones are all working together in this amazing synergy. And here's the magical part: the refinement of these physical skills happens through practice and is influenced by motivation and supportive guidance. Think about that for a moment. Your child's physical development isn't predetermined. It's not about whether they were born athletic or not. It's about whether they have opportunities to practice, whether they feel encouraged, whether they experience joy in movement. The Raising Children Network, reviewed by registered nurse Di Halloran, emphasizes something so important. They say that building your child's self-esteem and self-confidence by recognizing their strengths is crucial during these years. Because here's what happens: children at this age start comparing themselves with their peers. They can become self-critical. And if we're not careful, that comparison can dim their natural enthusiasm for physical play. So what can you do? How can you support your child's journey toward physical confidence and capability? First, provide abundant opportunities for movement. Research shows that while structured sports activities are valuable, equally important are those everyday chances to run, jump, throw, kick, and explore what their bodies can do. A game of tag in the backyard, climbing at the playground, dancing in the living room, riding bikes around the neighborhood. These aren't just play, my friend. These are the building blocks of physical excellence. Second, focus on effort and practice, not on outcomes or winning. When your child is learning to catch a ball, celebrate their persistence. When they're working on a cartwheel, notice how they keep trying. When they're improving at soccer, acknowledge the practice they've put in. This teaches them something profound: that physical capability grows through dedication and effort. And here's where I want to share a story with you that illustrates this so beautifully. In the Book of Inara, we have a traditional Peruvian folktale called The Condor and the Hummingbird. In this story, a mighty condor, powerful and strong, challenges a tiny hummingbird. And you know what happens. The hummingbird's persistence and dedication allow it to succeed, not through raw power, but through consistent effort and determination. This story teaches children something magical. It shows them that physical achievement, true capability, comes not from being the biggest or the strongest, but from practicing, from persisting, from never giving up. When you read this story with your child, you can talk about how the hummingbird practiced and never gave up. You can connect it to their own physical activities, whether they're learning to ride a bike, improving at soccer, or mastering a cartwheel. Third, create an environment where mistakes are part of learning. Let your child see you trying new physical activities and making mistakes. Show them that learning involves stumbling, falling, getting back up. This builds resilience and takes away the fear of not being perfect. Fourth, recognize and celebrate their unique strengths. Maybe your child isn't the fastest runner, but they have incredible balance. Maybe they're not great at team sports yet, but they love to dance. Every child has physical gifts, and when you notice and celebrate those gifts, you build their confidence to try new things. The research is so clear on this. Motor competence during childhood predicts not just continued physical activity throughout life, but also self-esteem development. When children feel capable in their bodies, when they experience the joy of movement, when they build skills through practice and encouragement, they carry that confidence into every area of their lives. And here's something else the magic book whispers to me. Physical development at this age isn't just about the body. It's about the whole child. When your 6 or 7 year old is learning to kick a ball while running, they're also learning to coordinate complex movements. When they're practicing cartwheels, they're building spatial awareness. When they're playing tag with friends, they're developing social skills alongside physical skills. Doctor. Patel's research emphasizes that children during these middle years need opportunities to practice their fundamental skills in a variety of settings as they engage in more complex activities. They need variety. They need exploration. They need the freedom to discover what brings them joy. So, my wonderful friend, here's what I want you to remember. Your child doesn't need to be naturally athletic to develop physical excellence. They need your encouragement. They need opportunities to move and play. They need to know that effort matters more than outcomes. They need to experience the pure joy of what their body can do. And when you approach their physical development this way, something magical happens. They don't just build physical skills. They build confidence. They build resilience. They build a love of movement that will serve them for their entire lives. The Book of Inara is filled with stories that celebrate persistence, dedication, and the beautiful truth that we all grow through practice and effort. Stories like the condor and the hummingbird remind children that greatness comes not from being the biggest or the strongest, but from never giving up. So tonight or this weekend, find a moment to move with your child. Play a game, go for a bike ride, dance together. And as you do, celebrate their effort, notice their persistence. And let them know that you see how hard they're working, how much they're growing. You're doing such beautiful work, my friend. Your child is so lucky to have a parent who cares this much about supporting their growth. Keep providing those opportunities. Keep celebrating effort over outcomes. Keep showing them that physical capability is built through practice, encouragement, and joy. With love and starlight, Inara.